staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I still love your voice. Hi, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids and the husband trying to reconcile with his wife because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and because I'm in love with you. I hear the same recording over and over again and I'm in love with you. It's been a busy weekend and today too. The light thing was I got a sudden call. Can you be on the radio in 10 minutes? So I spent about 15 minutes on the radio with David Tulis talking about the censorship that's going on. That was interesting and hopefully it worked out well. It's at the Kozlowski.org site, but you know, I don't think you'll listen to it. But I also had an interaction with Jack, and clearly you will have a copy of it, but I'm also assuming that it was discarded already. But because he replied to everybody and I replied back to everyone, so it's there. And I hope you will notice. Let me point out the obvious. Jack's comment was, let's say, snide. And I was responded, I hopefully, clearly, and remained inviting. Jack has some significant issues. I have mentioned that there are strong possibilities because of his lifestyle choices. I'm going to outlive him because what he is doing, I assume still doing, typically knocks at least 20 years or 30 years off of your expected lifespan. So there's a possibility I can outlive him because I'm in great health. The other thing is... I am going to be inviting to him because right now what he does is completely denying the Lord. But, you know, I've read the scripture. And I believe in what it proclaims, especially what I've used a lot. And I hear particular people use it a lot. The 1 Corinthians 6:11, the "and such were some of you." I've also had a dialogue with Julia, and I'm encouraged that at least there's dialogue, and I delight in that. And of course, there is that bottom line issue is that my pursuit of reconciliation is not going to stop until I'm dead. I think you know that. I think you know the level of commitment I have. Commitment to the Lord, commitment to you. I'm not going to turn to another. It's just you. I love you, Dorothy Jane.